Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a special guest, Denise Montalvo, who will be talking about new techniques for healing emotional trauma. If you've heard my show before, you probably know that this is a major period for us to heal traumas of all types. And as we do so, we increase our prosperity because we change our vibration or frequency to a higher one that attracts more money. And after my guest, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that on Wednesday, June 10th, I'll be speaking in Seattle at The Herbalist on Northeast 65th Street from 7 to 8:30 p.m. My topic will be an astrological economic update. And you can register or learn more by calling 206-523-2600. That number again is 206-523-2600. That date, again, is Wednesday, June 10th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And this info is also on my site. Just click on the link to my appearances under What's New. I hope to see you there. I also want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time, get some great timing tips, and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can plan ahead and be prepared for good times to do important tasks. Plus, you'll be prepared for the major economic changes we're going through. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? I know that many of you will be relieved to hear that tomorrow, May 30th, is the last day of this Mercury retrograde. This has been a particularly challenging one since we also have Mercury square Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron. That set of cycles represents lots of confusion, miscommunications, computers going bonkers, emails disappearing, telephones not working, cars breaking down, etc., etc. Sounds just like Mercury retrograde, doesn't it? So here's the rub. Although Mercury starts moving forward again tomorrow, it's still square to Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron through June 15th. Those cycles will peak on June 9th. So don't think this is all going to get better right away. We still have a couple more weeks to go through before we'll be done with this. These are going to be cleanup weeks when we have to clean up the confusion we've been creating for the past 6 weeks. It takes persistence to clean up this mess. I know it feels like enough already, but this is no time to give up because we're close to getting through it. Now that we'll be done with the Mercury retrograde portion of the situation tomorrow, it will actually be a lot easier to use these energies in some more positive ways. And because we'll be done with rethinking things tomorrow, this is the time to envision the future you want to create. It's a fabulous time to create a vision board where you cut out pictures from magazines and put them together on a poster board. These pictures represent things you want in all areas of your life. Remember to put photos of you in your vision board and your family members, too. This can be a very energizing and clarifying experience. Once you do your vision board, just put it someplace where you can see it every day. Your subconscious will take over from there and do the rest. Pretty soon, you'll find yourself creating and attracting the things you want in your life. If you're more into writing a vision than putting it into pictures, you can finish this phrase, "If I had it my way." When you do this, just start writing whatever comes into your head. Don't worry about grammar and paragraphs and sentence structure, etc. Just write your stream of consciousness thoughts as quickly as you can. Your vision of "if I had it my way" can include ideas about your work, your home, fun things you want to do, literally any part of your life. It will bring out amazing ideas and clarifying thoughts that typically lie hidden within us because we seldom take the time to do this work. And remember, if you've had some recent experiences come up where someone said something that hurt you, this is also an excellent time to heal and release old wounds. In fact, it's almost a sure thing that the reason someone said whatever hurt you was to bring up the old pain so it can be healed now. If this has happened to you, be sure you listen to the next segment when my guest Denise Montalvo will discuss some new tools for releasing pain, negative emotions, and limiting beliefs of all types. Also, remember that since Mercury is turning around and going forward again tomorrow, it's now stopped, dead in the water, so to speak. It takes several days for it to start moving again at even half speed. So just be patient while we get past this. The next cycle I want to mention is Mars trine Pluto. This cycle is now in range. It will peak on June 3rd, and it stays in range through June 12th. This cycle relates to making changes in our own lives by identifying what we need with what society also needs. It's best if we can see our own needs in relation to the greater whole and start working on the changes we want for our own life and for our community or world. If this cycle is impacting your own chart, you may even be given more power in some way, or you may gain clarity about your own motivations and what really makes you tick. Whether this cycle impacts you directly or not, this is a good time to start making the changes you want in your life and your world. When you start with this energy, you have more energy to sustain your projects and make the changes you want over a long period of time. Now, one cycle that I forgot to mention in the past 2 weeks, you know, with this Mercury retrograde, is that Saturn went direct on May 16th. It was retrograde since December 31st of last year for the past 4.5 months. And while Saturn was retrograde, we were rethinking the structures of our lives and certainly of our society. Look what's happened with the banks and General Motors, Chrysler, and more. Now that it's direct, we're ready to move forward with new structures, new processes, new methods, and new organizations. These may not be completely ready to go yet, but we're now ready to implement our choices of how we want to restructure or reshape things in our own lives or our workplaces. Saturn is a slow planet, so it will take until August 22nd for it to get into new territory. In the meantime, this is the perfect time to get your implementation worked out and ready to go. Also, I want to mention that Saturn is still in the sign of Virgo. This Saturn is interested in efficiency and effectiveness. It cares about the details and logistics of how something is accomplished. The ends never justify the means, but this Saturn is especially strict about that. So pay attention to working out the details carefully. They will make a big difference in how well your new methods, processes, or structures work. This Saturn is also interested in healthcare, computer systems, and anything analytical or service-oriented. If you work in any of these areas, this Saturn is restructuring your entire industry, and it's time to move forward with the changes. The next cycle I want to discuss is Sun square Saturn. This cycle just came into range, and it will peak on June 5th. It will stay in range through June 13th. This cycle is associated with needing to handle a lot of responsibilities. You may find you have a lot of work to do and several deadlines piled on top of each other. Whew, I can sure relate to that. So it can feel like a lot of responsibilities have to be handled at once. This is the time to get very clear about which task has the higher priority and work only on that task until it's done. Don't try to multitask or you'll find yourself unable to get things finished. stay focused on the next deadline or delegate these responsibilities to others. And if you do the latter, make sure you clearly write down your instructions, or you could end up with a lot of confusion and miss your deadline. And if you're the boss, watch out that you don't get too grumpy, because when you're in this state, it can feel that way. Try to find ways to be in joyful service to others. And since the moon is in the sign of Virgo this weekend, and with Saturn on Sunday, this is a great time to clean up your house. Clean those windows, your garage, the yard, or your car, etc. You can get a lot done that way this weekend. And if your office needs cleaning, or maybe just your desk, this is a great time to do it. Don't put that stuff off. You'll feel so much better when you get things cleaned up, and your prosperity will improve greatly. Do it all with the intention that you will increase your prosperity by doing this. You'll be amazed at how effective that can be, so take advantage of it. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. To get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link under What's New on the home page. Now, do you know how you can quickly and easily heal big and small traumas? When I come back after this short break, my guest, Denise Montalvo, will be discussing new tools and techniques to do this, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide, so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my guest, Denise Montalvo, is here to discuss new techniques for healing emotional trauma. This is a major period for us to heal traumas of all types, and as we do so, we increase our prosperity. That's because we change our vibration or frequency to a higher one that attracts more money. Just healing allows this to happen. Denise Montalvo is a licensed psychotherapist and a nationally certified counselor. She assists clients of all ages who have experienced a physical, emotional, or mental trauma. Denise is an eye movement desensitization and reprocessing clinician with advanced training in complex post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's a facilitator of emotional freedom and healing releases. She's also worked extensively with victims of crime and military families. Denise uses energy therapy to release and heal old wounds in less time than traditional talk therapy. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Good morning, Madeline.
I'm so glad you could be here and talk to my listening audience about this.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm so glad you could be here. Now, first of all, how about telling our listeners how you began to work with trauma and these new techniques?
Well, when I began working with survivors of crime, I noticed that they spent more time in therapy, and they would relive the trauma as though it were still happening. It was difficult for them to move forward because of their negative thoughts and beliefs, such as, I deserve only bad things, or I am worthless. And as they continued to have the negative thoughts, they began to experience more depression and anxiety. And as a result, they would lose their jobs or their relationships suffered. This is when I decided to seek alternative tools to help them.
Wow. So what are some of the types of traumas that you deal with?
I believe that there is a spectrum of trauma, from small traumas to big traumas. Small traumas such as limiting beliefs, negative things we say to ourselves over and over that limit our potential, like, I cannot get what I want, I can't have enough money, or I cannot succeed, to more serious traumas, such as grief and loss, blindsided traumas that are unexpected, natural disasters, past life traumas, and abuse of all kinds, where we can't trust the universe anymore, or we don't feel safe.
Right. That's a huge, huge piece, that we don't feel safe and don't trust the universe, because it's hard to take advantage of the universe supporting you when you feel that way.
Oh, absolutely. And then these beliefs that we have, these negative thoughts, they show up in our lives.
Absolutely.
You know, and we stay stuck in the past.
Right, exactly right. Well, what are some of the techniques that you use to work with big and small traumas?
The techniques that I use are emotional freedom and healing, EMDR, EFT, and TAT.
And what is EMDR and TAT and EFT?
EMDR
for our listening audience that may not know these things.
EMDR is eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. And basically, it's similar to REM sleep, which occurs naturally during our dreaming or, our REM sleep cycle. And so with, EMDR, what I do is I have the client hold the most disturbing memory and the negative thoughts along with the body sensation. I then have them tap or do eye movements. And what this does is that it unlocks the brain and processes the information the way it should have been processed. This technique uses both right and left brain, where talk therapy only uses the left side of the brain.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what is TAT and emotional freedom, or EFT? Is that what EFT is?
Emotional freedom. It's emotional freedom technique, which uses pressure points along with eye movement together.
Pressure points. Oh, like acupressure points.
Yes, pressure points.
Okay.
And acupressure is similar to acupuncture, but without the needles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot easier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if you're afraid of needles.
Yes, indeed. And what about TAT?
TAT, or Tapas acupressure technique, I have the client hold their attention on a thought until they feel that it is done. And what I like about this therapy is that it heals you, benefits all your ancestors, family, and everyone involved in the trauma. It also heals all points of view you ever held and all the parts of you.
Oh, yes. And I have had Actually, I have experienced every one of these techniques, and they're all fabulous. They were amazing in the way they worked, and I greatly recommend them to everyone. So how long does it take to release the trauma?
Well, with traditional talk therapy, it takes 1 to 2 years of continuous sessions, where with these new tools, healing can take place between 1 to 3 sessions. One to three sessions. And after a healing session, you continue to process from 1 to 2 weeks, and you continue to integrate the trauma and make sense of it. And so I think the benefits are great, because you don't have to go through the years of traditional talk therapy.
Right. And so you are seeing somebody or talking to them over the phone, because you can do this over the phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you might have a session with a client, and then 1 to 2 weeks later you have another session, and then maybe if they need a third one, you might have another session 1 to 2 weeks after that?
Yes, that's how it works.
Wow. And then and then they would be done with it, right?
And they're done with it.
And wow.
It's put in the past where it should be. And then they can move forward. And that's the goal, is to move forward and heal those traumas, those old wounds from the past.
Wow, that is so impressive. Now, what kind of results do you get with these techniques? And do you have any, statistics or rough estimates of percentage-wise how well this works for people?
What I love about this work, Madeline, is that you lose emotional upsets, such as anxiety and depression, and you also lose detail of the memory. And it feels like it's in the past. It's not there anymore. Because for some clients, they wake up in the morning and they have the trauma replaying over and over again.
Wow.
And so, with my practice, at least 98% of my clients find immediate relief.
Wow. Immediate relief.
Immediate relief.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yes, it is. And so the goal is to heal the trauma and move them into the future, and to have the emotional upset lost and gone.
Oh, it is. And it is quite amazing. And years ago, when I was writing The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology, I was relatively new or recently out as an astrologer, within maybe less than 2 years as an astrologer full time. And I had always been terrified of people knowing that I was an astrologer. And as I was writing this book for the general public, I began having dreams every single night that someone was trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a therapist did the rapid eye movement therapy that you described, and that's what worked. And I finally was able to move forward and write the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first experience with energy therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed.
Sure.
So impressed, because I probably had had that fear for lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was amazingly effective. And after that, I've used emotional freedom and healing releases. In fact, last week we had, or 2 weeks ago, we had Richard Ross on, and he did a very short version of a release for releasing anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And, related to all the crazy news that are going on. And
sure.
And I've had tons of assistance, both with TAT and emotional freedom and healing, and EFT. It's really, they're all amazingly effective processes.
Yes, and I also went through, the work as well, and I was amazed at how I lost the detail of the memory, and I didn't feel connected to it anymore.
Yes, exactly. Not feeling connected to it. Yes, that's right. It's like that pain is dissolved. That's how it felt for me. It was just like I didn't have those intense feelings anymore about it, and so it was it was great. It was so quick and so easy. It just was amazing.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
So,
and you know, it's safe, and the results are immediate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it keeps releasing for a period of time, as I recall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that even though the person may not notice everything being released at the time of the actual release, it still is continuing for a while. So, well, let's tell our listeners how they can contact you, because I want to make sure they know how they can take advantage of this great opportunity to heal and release, particularly now, because we're having such a great series of cycles right now for healing and releasing old wounds and traumas.
They can reach me by telephone, 915-760-8999, or they can visit me on my website, Denise Montalvo, MONTALVO.com.
Great. And I'm just going to repeat that phone number again. That's 915-760-8999. And you can call Denise at that number. And what are your office hours, and what's your time zone?
I am in Mountain Time, and my office hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Great. Okay. And that number again is 915-760-8999, and that's DeniseMontalvo.com. And after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4 feet 9 and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenges. Benny, do we have some callers?
We have some coming in right now, so let me grab their information. Okay, Madeline?
Okay, great. And while Benny is doing that, I'm just going to mention that this week I had the most fun time I can ever remember making a vision board for my life. And if you haven't tried this process, it is such a wonderful thing to do. Clarifying, energizing, and fun. I mean, how much better can you get than that? I'm still on a high from having done it, and it was so much fun. So if you have not tried making a vision board, all you need to do is just start looking at magazine pictures and cut out the ones that speak to you, things that you like. You may not even know what they relate to, but anything that jumps out and grabs you, just cut it out, and then start putting them together on a poster board and glue them down and just see what comes out. It's just fabulous, the things that can show up in such unexpected ways, and it's one of the most fun things I have ever done. And if you have some friends who would like to do this, it's a great idea to get together with them and everybody do it together. It's very fun as a group project, and you can really have a lot of fun doing it. And I know it was just amazing for me, so I hope that you have an opportunity to do this. We're right now in the process of doing Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune conjunction, which is fabulous for envisioning your future. And I hope you will do whatever process helps you do that. Benny, do we have anyone that you're ready to tell us about?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just waiting for you to complete your
Take
sentence.
A breath.
Yeah, complete your sentence. I didn't know if you were going to spell it out, too, because we just concluded yesterday's National Spelling Bee. I didn't know if you wanted to go there either.
Very good.
I'll have to get the final word on what was announced on yesterday's National Spelling Bee. But until then, Paul has joined us from Renton. He wants to know what his financial outlook is on the way, or for the 2009 season, I should say. His birth date is 6-6 of 53, so June 6th of 53.
Okay.
Madeline's going to type it into her little computer there. Okay. At 4:43 in the morning.
4:43 a.m., okay.
About the time I arrive at work. And we've got, he was born here locally in Seattle, Washington. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Paul.
Hi Madeline.
I'm so glad you could join me on the show.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be here. That was some great stuff with Denise. Wow.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah, sounds like
I know.
A must-do.
We all need that kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
I was so
sounds like a must-do.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to have her on the show. So you're looking for financial help, huh?
Yeah. You know, I probably am not the only one.
Yeah, but you're not the only one. Okay, let me see what's happening to you. You know, actually, you should be having a little bit of help here because Jupiter is trining your Mars. Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron are all trining your Mars. In the first house, so you should be getting some help in terms of your energy.
Energy?
Yeah, you should be getting a little boost to your energy. You may have a tendency to scatter it a bit, but you should also, anything that you can do to heal anything will give you a great boost to your energy, which will help your money.
Now, like contact Denise.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, if you have anything at all that's been coming up lately and frequently, you know, it's somebody will say something to us or something stupid will happen that brings up an old wound, you know, and it starts, you know, coming up, the issue starts coming up. But you know, the other thing I was looking at here is, you know, Pluto is trining your Venus, which could be, and of course it is in your area of relationship. So you could end up with a very nice and passionate relationship. But you could also end up with a large amount of money or both.
Wow.
So you have that potential going on. And that's a very big one. And, you know, that one's there pretty much the whole year. It's within range pretty much the whole year. It hit there early this year. Did you get any boost early this year?
No.
Or late November, maybe? December? Any boost at all?
Not particularly. So you're talking about all of 2009 is what you're talking?
Well, it's within range. All of 2009,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
But it was last over it in, like, December.
Huh.
Did you have any love relationship show up then?
In December, no.
No?
No.
Well, keep a lookout.
I might have met someone and just kind of, well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
well,
I better check
keep
that
a lookout,
out.
You know, because it's possible.
They're still alive, I think. They are still alive.
That's good.
I think he just second-guessed his decision on that one.
Sounds like it.
I think he needs to go back. I think you need to go back. Yeah, I think you do.
And it's funny because Pluto's headed back there, so you'll definitely have another shot at it later this year. And the last thing I wanted to look at is your moon, which is the... that is the planet that's in charge of your financial arena for the most part.
Okay.
And it's in Aries, so there's a certain impulsiveness. That
definitely.
Comes, right, with your with your financial picture.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just checking to see what might be impacting that. Jupiter has already passed its sextile to it. It's not going to go back that far. None of the big outer planets are going to reach it yet. So you know, it's only going to get little things from, you know, Venus has gone past it recently, Mars went past it recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to get little things throughout the year, but nothing that's real, real strong in terms of, you know, intense situations. So that's kind of good because, you know, it leaves you open to things popping up spontaneously.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering. Like even thinking up some new idea for a new business or some kind of something like this kind of a thing, or winning the lotto. I mean, these are possibilities.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So you would think, I mean, because I've had some debts that have been kind of building up, and I've been kind of, about them.
Right.
And I've been sweating it, and I'm unemployed right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you know, the Venus trine Pluto, that can just be, I mean, it's possible that it could be a lot of debt, but if it is a lot of debt, it has the potential for you to, refinance it into something that's going to be less money or to have parts of it forgiven.
Okay.
So, you might try working with a debt counselor to see if you can get, you know, because there are ways to get debt reduced legally,
right.
You know.
Well, legally, then even a bankruptcy could be the Venus having to go away. Is that right?
Possibly, yeah. And so, you know, I would work with a debt counselor first and see what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you could possibly get rid of it in an easy way without having to do the bankruptcy.
I know. Okay.
So look and see what you can do that way. I noticed that Venus right now is also trying your Pluto, which is kind of interesting. You get the double. So it's right on the tip of your tongue here. It's right on your mind. You know,
time
now. So, but
yes.
I would focus on finding a debt counselor. There are quite a few of them out there.
Yeah.
Ask them for some statistics and choose the one that feels the best to you to work with.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? You know, you've
yes.
got a very good Venus. Venus is in Taurus. I mean, she's
she's really in solid ground. So,
yeah,
you know, you should have some way to work with this.
I did talk to one, and but you need to be working. I mean, you know, I mean, basically, you need to have the money coming in in order, and then we take off like a little bit compared to what you would normally pay on those, you know, credit cards or whatever. You know, if you're going to pay $2,000 a month, well, they'll say we'll pay us $1,650 a month for 4 years, and we'll handle it all.
I see. Okay.
So you know, you don't pay much less.
You don't pay as much, right?
And then they settle for 50% with everybody. And
I would keep shopping it.
Keep shopping, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would call at least two more.
Okay.
And see what they can do.
Huh? All right.
Yeah. So keep after it and see. You know. So. Oh. I hear the music, and thank you, Paul, for calling in.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
Okay. When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. 2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on the Dr. Pat Show.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Okay. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let me turn my microphone back on. We're going to bring on Sandra, and I actually apologize, Madeline. Did you hear the information I was giving it to you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good, because I don't have it anymore. I conveniently erased
it. September 18th, 1954,
yep,
at 6:15 p.m. in Dallas, Texas.
There we go. That's perfect. And then Sandra's question, I do remember, though, is actually concerning her health. We want to see if she can get a little bit better. So, Sandra, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Sandra. What is going on? What is happening to you health-wise?
Well, they found a, they think it's a benign tumor in my liver. I just found out I had AFib.
Atrial fibrillation, you mean in your heart?
Yes.
Oh.
It seems like there's just a lot of health things that are all popping up.
All at once.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you actually do have Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron all visiting the area of your health department.
Wow.
And I'm just curious if you've had any, you know, sometimes when we've had traumas in the past, they somehow come up in some way, that they can actually get held in our physical body. So sometimes when they get re-triggered again, what happens is they come up as an illness.
How do I get to what it is?
Well, actually, that would be a great question to ask Denise Montalvo, who was on earlier today, because she's trained to find out what is the issue and then how to release it.
Okay,
did you happen
well,
to hear the show when she was on today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I am so sorry. Let me see if I can quickly give you. I know her address is at Denise Montalvo, MONTALVO.com, and her phone number. Let me tell you her phone number. It's 915.
Okay.
760.
Okay.
8999.
Okay.
And, you know, my show will be up on the Dr. Pat Show site probably within a few hours. And if you get a chance, listen to that second segment when she was on and listen to the information she was giving, because she can, you know, quickly release issues in 1 to 3 sessions.
Okay. Well, do you see this? Is it going to be? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, what's going on here is there are some things that need to be healed and released.
Okay.
You know, old issues that need to be healed and released. So that's one thing. The second thing that's going on, because there's two things that I can see immediately. Okay. The second thing is that you're needing to make some changes. And are there some changes that you have perhaps resisted making or haven't made that you really want to make? Some ways,
yes.
Changes that would liberate you.
Yes, yes.
So if when yes. you make those changes and you feel free to make those changes, a lot of these health issues will also clear up. That's your heart, defibrillation problem. You're not making the change, you're resisting the change.
Well, let me ask you, when is this all going to go out of my chart?
Well, now that won't go out until sometime next year.
Gosh.
So you need to make the change. Seriously. And you may have encountered a bit of it last year. And did you make any changes last year?
Well, you know, I think I am, but obviously not enough. And if it's old trauma from childhood, maybe I'm not in touch with it.
Yeah, that's possible. But these changes were probably related either to your major relationship. Are you in a marriage?
No, I'm actually not. But I have a 17-year-old that is moving his way out. And I found myself, well, how do I say this? I'm just finding myself not parenting for the first time in my life, really, not as much.
Oh.
And I really want to free myself of that. So it's working its way through. So I know that that's one thing.
But, you know, your 17-year-old is still going to need some help, even though he's, you know,
yes,
ready to.
Yes. Yeah.
I still have a 35-year-old, you know, that calls me on a regular basis. You know, so it doesn't just go away, you know, just because they graduate.
Yeah, I call my mom all the time. Come on. Be nice, Madeline.
Of
Come
course.
On. Okay, just making
of
sure.
Of course, yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, parenting is kind of a lifelong situation, but of course it will take less and less of your time. And do you have some particular, how would I say, some particular things that you really want to do with your life that would really fill up that time?
I'm thinking I really want to write. And,
oh, that would be perfect.
I
yeah,
need to
something
write.
That has a kind of a solitary, something that allows you to use your time in a solitary way and get some more introspection, and that would be perfect.
Do you think that I'll spend this, why this influence is in, for over a year doing healing work?
Well, you could do healing work for the rest of the year. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways that you can do it. The other way that you can use this is to envision a whole new life as you're healing. And so if you haven't made a vision board, I would really recommend it. It is such a fun process to do that. And, you know, just you know, get together with a couple of friends and do it. Set aside the time, you know, with intention. We're going to make vision boards this day between these hours. Give yourself a few hours to do it, you know. Give yourself a whole afternoon if you like. And, you know,
right.
2 or 3 hours, you know, to really enjoy the process. And then everybody, you know, bring magazines and share and you cut things out and you know, vision. I mean, you know, poster boards are cheap and it's a fun process. I guarantee you, you'll really, really benefit from doing this. I mean, with these cycles and they're, you know, trine your Neptune. I mean, visioning now could really help you heal as well as, you know, doing the release work with Denise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me have. One more question. Should I wait if there's any surgery necessary to wait till this influence is over?
Not necessarily. That could possibly be part of the healing. But, you know, if you are going to have surgery, I would recommend that you give me a call so I can pick the best surgery date for you.
Okay.
Surgery is really, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you would like that to go very, very well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And thank you so much for calling in. And I wish you lots of luck in this process.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will be contacting you.
Oh, okay. Take care.
Thank
All
you.
Right, bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Have you ever noticed that when you tense up, the flow stops or slows down? You may have observed this with your own body. When your muscles get tense, the circulation slows down in that area. And we also slow down the flow in our lives and the flow of money when we get tense about things not working the way we prefer. We go back into control mode and start trying to make it happen. This is a sign that we don't trust the universe to bring us something better. Our muscles tense up, and our vibration says to the universe, stop. Don't send me what I want. Literally, that's what's happening. Remember, the universe has your back. To keep the flow going, including your money, relax and trust it. That will change your vibration to a positive one so the universe can bring you what you want. Now, next Friday, on my June 5th show, I'll be talking about meeting our responsibilities. How can we meet our responsibilities in a framework of being in joyful service to others? And what limiting beliefs do we need to give up so we can enjoy meeting our commitments? I'll give you some tips for doing that, and I'll also take your calls. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and order your newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.